Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Police Captain Brian Scherer and American Legion Post Commander James Sullivan about the IPD outreach program. Indianola Police Department serving breakfast at the American Legion. First of all, kind of talk about the outreach program and why this is so important for the department to be able to do this.
Right, so this is one of the many events we do through our IPD COP program, Indianola Police Department Community Outreach Partner. We donate a lot of the food today, and we're happy to have most of the department here serving our vets.
All right, well, I know this isn't the first time the department has done this event specifically. I know serving breakfast here has always kind of been a bit of a tradition as well. So kind of talk about working with local partners like that and being able to do something like this.
Right, so there is actually some of our partners out in the crowd today that came out for this event that have donated money to our IPD COP program. And they're just thrilled that, you know, we're here giving back to the community in this way to our veterans that served and sacrificed so much. And this is just a little bit of a sacrifice for us on a Saturday, not even close to the sacrifice that these men and women have made over the years in the armed services. So we're just happy to be here to do it.
Well, talk about the feedback you've gotten from other organizations. I know the American Legion obviously isn't the only one that you work with. And talk about kind of the community as a whole.
Right. So, yeah, the American Legion is just one of many groups that we work with. We do so many things. Our Elves in Blue program with Walmart to give back to some kids that may not have a nice Christmas if we didn't step in. Our Holiday Meals program, we give people a nice Thanksgiving dinner. And again, they might not have that without our partners stepping up and donating to our fund, our IPD COP fund. And we're just so happy to do it. We also do other things. We take kids to a baseball game every year. We call it the iCops for iKids. And we'll take 20, 25 kids that might not get to go to an event like that without our partners. We do lots of other things throughout the year.
Well, talk about how people can step up and help out with this program, and if people wanted to get involved and kind of help the continuing reach out.
I mean, if they do, you can donate to the police department. It goes right into our IPD COP fund. If they do want to donate, they can come to the police department. We are a 501c3, a nonprofit, and 100% of the donations go right back into the community, right back to people that need it.
All right, well, what did they miss here today? I think some biscuits and gravy as well?
I think we've had a couple hundred people through the door at least. Biscuits and gravy, sausage donated from Hormel, another great partner. You know, I can't mention everyone, but Hormel's been a great one. They donate a lot to us. Yeah, and everyone's full and happy.
And you know, the police department serving breakfast at the American Legion today. Kind of talk about working with the police department and other community groups being able to do something like this.
Oh, it's awesome when they come. The crowd's bigger and they get to mingle with the people, and it really is good.
Well, talk about what this raises money for the American Legion and obviously the programs that you want to set up. Kind of talk about what this helps out with.
This is basically what funds everything except for the building. We do rent the building to fund the building, but everything else we do at the Legion is funded by this.
We'll talk about what the Legion would provide here with the funds coming from today.
Well, we have Boys State, where we have high school students learning to be citizens, and they do public speaking. Oh, we do the Memorial Day programs and the parades and funerals. We do a lot of funerals, and it takes quite a bit of money just to keep the rifles up and everything for the funerals. So it's all important.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, kind of talk about seeing the community come out and support like this. It's just, I know it's always a good feeling, but then to have the police department involved and a lot of people show up, I think it was a couple hundred today.
Yes, and it's just fun socializing with the folks. And a lot of them are the same people that come every month, but we get new faces too, so it's a good deal.
All right, well, if someone wanted to attend a breakfast like this in the future, how should they find out about it? And obviously it's one a month, correct?
Okay, we do it from November through April, 7 to 10, the third Saturday of the month, from November through April. So 6 months of biscuits and gravy.
Thanks to Brian Schert and James Sullivan for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.